Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rundown Down post-game show here on the Strickland YouTube channel. If you're listening to this the day after Strickland Podcast Network, I'm Sam. I'm back. Tyrese is also here. God bless your soul if you watch this game like us. I was struggling to stay awake during this game, so that tells you all you need to know about my thoughts or what my thoughts are going to be on this game. But yeah, before we get into all that, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELEAVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. We also have a new great sponsor. I love betting with my friends and betting with them on anything. Sports games, who's fast, that's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. God bless you if you bet on any of the Knicks player props tonight.
You lost so much money.
Yeah, I mean, unless you bet on Josh Hart threes, which I did. I had him in a parlay, but the other legs just failed me. Shout out to Dante DiVincenzo shooting, like, what, 7 for 37 today or whatever it was. Yeah, I took him for 6 threes like a jackass. So
Let that bitch fly, though. I respect it.
He did. He was the volume was there, so I can't even be mad at the read, but, you know. Whatever. Anyways, use our promo code BELEAVENICKS. That's BLEAV and NICKS for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELEAVENICKS. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. So yeah, shout out to the 103 that came through to listen to us bullshit about this Knicks game. The Knicks lost, of course, shorthanded. To the Atlanta Hawks, who are also shorthanded, but not as shorthanded as we are. 116-100, bringing the Knicks record to 36-26, dropping us down to, oh wow, we're tied with Orlando for the fifth seed. But the Knicks lost. I don't know if there's really much to really gather from this game. What I gather from this game is that the team really gave, like, left it all on the line in Cleveland. And I feel like that was a much more, I guess, important win to get to at least make a statement, at least. Against a Cleveland team that we have constantly owned these last couple of years. And, you know, just good to see the team, no matter who's out on the court, be able to dominate that matchup. Wasn't able to hit shots tonight against Atlanta. That's the main reason why we lost. Because, when the shots were going, the game was competitive. The Knicks were in it. But we saw in that, I want to say, that first and second quarter, and I want to say that fourth quarter, that's when things just really went to shit for the team, unfortunately. We had Dante DiVincenzo leading the way with 21 points on 7 of 24 from the field. 5 of 17 from 3. I had him for 6 threes. He just missed out on one of my lines. So shout out to Dante. He let it fly. Just couldn't connect. But yeah, he led the way for us tonight. Deuce McBride got the start at point guard. 11 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal and a block. Shout out to him. 4 for 15 from the field. I mean, no one really shot that well from the field. Except for Precious. Except for Precious Achiuwa, who couldn't get minutes in the fourth quarter, apparently.
Who is he going to play over?
I've seen some lineups where, like, the Knicks, they play a bunch of, like, shooters around Precious.
The problem is, like, the shooter, I mean, you're gonna have Sims on the court. He'd have to play the five. That's the only way that works. And
tonight, that's a viable option. I mean, on the other end, it's like, what, Bruno Fernando and Clint Capella? Like, I don't know. I felt confident with the way Precious was taking it to those boys tonight to let him close. He earned it the way he played, especially in that second quarter, I want to say, which helped us get the game close. Yeah, so like, come on, like you gotta let him close the game. It's Bruno Fernando and Clint Capella. Like, come on, are we serious? Like those guys, they're not. That's nothing for Precious right now. Like, that's nothing for him. But yeah, I felt like he should have closed. Josh Hart, 14, 8, and 6, hit some threes. Good to see him still confidently at least shooting the ball. Shout out to post All-Star break, Josh Hart.
He can't hit twos, but he hits threes now.
Especially. Yeah. You know, you can't win them all. So there's that. Shout out to the 175 in here. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe, especially if you're new. Helps the channel out a ton. Leave a comment. We'll highlight your comment. We also got super chats, so that's another great way to support us. But yeah, we'll get to some comments as the conversation rolls here. Hopefully we won't be on here too long. I don't want to talk about this game that much. But yeah, Bogdanovich slowly coming into his own, I think, still. It's really hard to judge him. Because we don't know, like we haven't had our starters out, and I feel like we're still overtaxing him, in terms of like his offensive role. But yeah, I think like once everyone else starts coming back into the fold, his role will be that much more less, and I think the deficiencies that we see in his game will not be as highlighted. Like, I think a lot of people are worried about like the defense and all this other stuff, and I just think that that's something that's not going to really be highlighted if he's out on the court for like 20 minutes a night or something. Like, we're seeing him on the court way more than we need to right now because like it's just the situation that we're handed as a team. But yeah, but. Yeah, Tyrese, your thoughts on tonight's game? Any players you want to highlight?
I mean, there was a cry for Shake Milton in the second quarter on Twitter.
Honestly, I don't even blame folks because, like, at that point, it was like, yo, just get anybody out there. Just see if, like, anybody could do anything. And, like, Shake Milton is like...
Shake Milton just woke up and got signed, man. Like, I'm not...
Fresh legs. That's fresh legs for us right there.
Fresh garbage. Like, come on, bro. He got cut from the fucking Pistons.
Well, the Pistons, they don't want anybody that's like that doesn't want to be there, first of all. And then like
they're
the
Pistons. Malachi Flynn.
The Pistons are our farm team. That's our farm team right there.
That's not a good thing.
the Pistons and the Wizards, they were like the two teams that had like a bunch of like solid role players, like too many solid role players, and they need to shed them. So like, you know, I'm not mad at them being our farm team. I'm not mad at it.
Like, if the Pistons are your farm team and the Pistons players are still whacked, I'm like, I don't know.
Like, bro, it's because the Pistons players are being overtaxed right now. I don't even want to get into the other. I'm not even going to address the other one right now. Like,
he hit his 2-point shots, though. I'm proud of him. He's getting there. He can't hit free throws now. He came in like 40% from three and 90% from the line, and now he can't do either, bro. It's sickening.
Like, this is what we're praising 18 for now? This is what we're praising him for?
The bare minimum. I mean, Bogey was aight until the end.
I mean, he had to jack up shots. Like, it's like, who else is out there to shoot the ball? It was like him and Dante. They just had to, like, let it fly.
It's
gonna be ugly now because like we just gotta like tread water at this point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, at this point, you're just waiting for guys to get healthy and then you make a run or whatever. Like, it's hard to care about the games, about the standings, because it's just like you can't expect the team to like win more than they are right now. They're like 7-9 since the injuries. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, and this is what's going to be sadly the standard for the Knicks as the team, you know. So luckily, Jalen Brunson was able to avoid serious injury. You know, we'll see what happens with him and OG and Julius. It seems like the way things are lining up, it seems like a lot of people could be coming back around the same time for the Knicks, which would be really helpful, especially as the team is heading into the playoffs. We would like to at least have these guys get some reps together, some more reps together heading into the playoffs and gaining that momentum. So hopefully the team can really get healthy to that point. I thought Sims did a good job rebounding today. I liked his rebounding, gave us a lot of second chance opportunities. Whether the Knicks cashed on them or not, was not to be seen tonight. But it's good to see that, like, you know, no matter who's on the court, like, the Knicks will be able to at least, like, fight or, like, win that battle of the offensive boards. I mean, we saw that in the Cleveland game, which got Cleveland fans really riled up. But well,
Cleveland fans was in, they was calling the team soft. And then they beat the fucking Celtics tonight.
And then Dean Wade has the game of his life today.
Yeah, and they beat the Celtics because they have to not play both their bigs. Like, it's hitting them in the face, which is hilarious. Like, oh, yeah, you beat the Celtics. You beat them because Evan Mobley left the game.
Evan Mobley doesn't play, like, that team just looks, like, that much better.
Dude, like, it's actually kind of insane. But, yeah, like, it's just hard. It's hard to, like, feel things about this game, man, because it's just like you have Deuce McBride out here taking shots he should never take in an NBA game.
And good reps, like, for him, though.
Yeah, like, good reps. He still can't get paid touches against fucking Trent Forrest or whatever. And it's also like if Jalen Brunson plays, they win that game. It's just I can't get worked up over these games.
Yeah, I don't get worked up about them either. I mean, I was barely awake for this game, but, like, I wasn't really, like, that all the way tuned in just because, like, first of all, I'm exhausted. But second of all, like, look who's on the court today. Like, I mean, I love the Knicks, but, like, if Jalen Brunson's not playing, it's really hard to get up for some of these games, like, as a fan. Yeah. Because, like, Jalen Brunson makes the team go. Like, you know, like, all of us, we're all fans, but, like, you know, all of us know, like, it's really hard to watch these games where it's like Deuce McBride. Like, I love seeing Deuce McBride, you know, hit the threes and, you know, get some defensive stops. But, like, I like to see that in the midst of, like, you know, our top guys dominating the game. And then we're, like, winning the game as well. And, like if Deuce McBride is doing this in the midst of, like, those games, like, we were smoking teams by, like, 30. Like, that's when it's, like, super enjoyable. So, like, you know, shout out to Deuce for these reps and whatnot. But, like, hopefully we can get our top guys back soon, get some momentum heading into the playoffs. So that way we can really see what this team is made of. Because I think a lot of people are expecting this team to have a really high ceiling. So it's about actually doing it on the court. Like, we can't just keep talking about hypotheticals at this point.
I mean, OG Anunoby's elbow is a myth at this point because apparently he was supposed to be back before Randle, and now he's back after Randle. Apparently Randle has fucking vibranium in his shoulder because he's supposed to be coming back in a couple weeks. Like, yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll see some Shake Milton next game. Next game is on, what, Thursday, I think? Versus Friday. The Magic. It's on Friday versus the Magic.
Yeah, we got 2 days off.
The team needs it. Oh, my God. The Knicks need it so bad. I'm glad the Knicks have had these, like, opportunities to, like, rest because, like, this team has been going through the ringer. But, yeah, let's go through some comments. Make sure you guys leave a comment. We got a bunch of people in here. Shout out to everyone that's here. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe. Well, Guy Frazier says, felt like the shot karma monster demanded repayment with a buttload of interest for giving us Hart's chain snatch corner three against the Cavs. Nah, that shot was like, I don't know how Josh Hart does it. Like, he just has the most, like, insane, timely, like, not even just, like, threes, but, like, just plays in general. Like, he just knows, like, the moment and, like, knows how to deliver during that moment. The funniest thing to come out of that moment, though, was, like, Cavs fans saying, like, the Cavs should have started, like, a bench-clearing brawl because of that. It was like, all right, relax. Like,
y'all. I mean, I get the sentiment, though. Like, you can't let him punk you like that.
You can't, but, like, bro, the game was over. You about to get, like, half your team suspended because, like, y'all can't guard Josh Hart. They, like, y'all mad that Evan Mobley's frail and stuff. Like, y'all about to start a brawl because of that. And then this game against the Celtics, it would have been a freaking bloodbath if that happened. Like, it's not worth it. These Cavs fans ready to crash out.
That shot, first of all, like, if they do play each other in the playoffs, and it's looking like a possibility right now.
Adam Silver loves his, like, repeat scripts.
Bro, if you're the Cavs, how do you think you could win that series? Legitimately, how do you think you can? You go into that series thinking they have punked us for the last year and a half, and they got better. Like, I would be sick, and it's the same circumstance too. It's like they're the 6 seed, we're the 3 seed, so like they beat you at home, they beat you on the road. They beat you everywhere, and they beat you with a bunch of different casts. They beat you without Brunson. They beat you without Randall. They beat you without both of them. They beat you before the trade. They beat you after the trade. Like, what do you do if you're the Cavs? Not to mention the fact that last year they were running out Quentin Grimes and Josh Hart to defend Donovan, and now it's OG and Anunoby. Like, and Dante DiVincenzo, it's rough if you're the Cavs, because, like, maybe you win a game, like last year. Maybe you win a game just off hot shooting, but, like, the Knicks' defense got significantly better, and their offense got significantly better because they're more efficient. So what's your pathway to winning for the Cavs right now? Like, you cannot win.
Hope for another Dean Wade miracle.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know, man. It just kind of feels like...
And the Knicks just, like, mentally own them, too. Like, it's just, like, a mental thing at this point, too. It's not even just, like, about, like offense and defense. It's, like, they know no matter what. Like, you saw it in that game where Brunson went out. Like, Brunson went out. That's their prime opportunity to, like, take advantage of that game. You still have Garland. You still have Mobley. You have Allen. Like, you guys still have, like, a good portion of your, like, guys, they were supposed to crush us that game, and they didn't.
Yep. I'm saying is, if the Cavs end up at 3, and I think they'll probably end up at 3 because the Knicks are just too hurt at this point, they better hope we don't get 6.
They better hope it's like Orlando or something.
Yeah, like, hope that the Bucks get us and we drop into the play-in or whatever. But yeah, if you're the Knicks, you probably want 6 anyway over 4 and 5.
Yeah, because you know you can dominate that matchup.
And I would not be surprised if the Knicks are maneuvering for 6.
I don't like teams like playing for a certain spot to get a certain opponent, just because I feel like it has a way of biting you back in the ass. I mean, it worked out for Golden State last year. They said they wanted the Kings and they got the Kings. So I just hope that the Knicks aren't gonna really try for that, because like some teams, like it blows up in their face when they do that. So I just hope the Knicks are like smart about
that. I mean, I get it, but also like that's the side of the bracket you want to be on. So
true.
Like, if you're giving me the choice to skip the Celtics until the finals, until the Eastern Conference finals, then I would absolutely do that.
Yeah. Jordan Bub says Alec Burks in New York this season. Oof, 10 games. 32.3% from the field, 29.8% from three, 42 true shooting, minus 53, 9 assists, 9 turnovers. Detroit gave us a fucking lemon Alec Burks.
Yep. Hurt my heart, man. Hurt my heart bad.
He's still, I don't know what Monty did to him, but this is not the Alec Burks that.
To be fair, we gave them a lemon. So, like, I think everybody just kind of got a lemon. Boyan's okay, though. Like, he's fine. But I think
Boyan, I'm not too worried just because I know, like, when we're fully healthy, his role is going to be diminished and he won't have to do so much. So.
But yeah, like, yeah, Alec Burks and Quentin Grimes with Spider-Man meme because they are both some fucking lemons.
Hey, Quentin Grimes is a lemon just for the fact that he won't play for them this year, basically. Walker Frazier also says, "Oh,
my bad." We're out. Yeah.
Phew, this is
brutal. Damn.
That is brutal.
Jesus Christ, is that bad? God damn! Aaron Aflalo.
Everyone hated Aaron Aflalo too.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like, Jesus, he's really the trenches.
Alec Burks, man, you gotta get it together.
Aflalo wasn't even bad, bro.
Everyone hated Aflalo though.
I don't know why. Like, he wasn't. He was aight. He was solid.
I don't know. I think it's because, like, he, like, used to chuck a lot and, like, people wanted KP to get, like, more reps and stuff.
I mean, like, look, he shot the three and that's all I could ask for him, bro. Oh, man. Like, he wasn't horrible. He wasn't the best, but, like, damn. Yeah. I didn't realize Aaron Aflalo had.
Oh, yeah. Knicks fans hate. Yeah, Knicks fans hate Aaron Aflalo. He's like one of the notorious like people that like everyone hates, I guess, collectively. Jordan Bub, he brings up the Knicks play teams with winning records in 6 of their next 7, which include a West Coast road trip. Oh, this is gonna get brutal. Magic, Sixers. I mean, the Sixers games, I'm not too worried about them because I think Jalen Brunson might be back for at least one of them.
And they hurt they're hurt just as much as we are.
Yeah, they're another hospital team, so it could be a really ugly game, if anything. At Blazers, not worried about the Blazers.
The Kings should win that. They should beat the Kings.
I don't know if we're going to have enough offensive firepower versus the Kings.
Bro, the Kings stink.
Yeah, but like teams that have beat, like you got to still have at least some semblance of offense versus.
And they play down to their competition. That's been the Kings this season, is that their offense isn't as good as it used to be, and they played after their competition. If they have Brunson, and you're hoping that, I mean, when is...
Maybe OG.
I mean, that game against the Kings, I think that's like a week and a half. It's got to be like a week and a half.
So you think it may be OG years back by then or something?
March 16th, 11 days. I would assume that they get one of... I think they get OG back. That's mid-March right there.
I hope so.
Shit, they might have Randall back. Maybe a little bit extreme, but like, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, if they have Randall back by that game, you know, nah.
Then he sees DeMontis. Like, that's how you heal a nigga. You put DeMontis Sabonis in front of him, and he sees food. I swear to God, Julius Randle could be hooping like he's fucking 18 again. He could be doing the fucking worm with his shoulder and shit. Like, that's how you get a dude back in his groove. You haven't played DeMontis Sabonis. And put DeMontis Sabonis in some fucking space. Swear to God. First game back, he'll drop 50. This is the Alec Burks we grew up with. It's nuts. No,
not for real what happened, bro. Alec Burks used to be so solid, man. Now he's just
Detroit washed. Ruined him. He got used to losing ways.
We should have traded. That's why we should have traded D Rose, man. I knew it was too good to be true.
We were supposed to trade Evan Fournier.
No, not that year. No.
Yes, that year. I don't care what he did. He was supposed to go to Detroit earlier than he originally did. What other comments we got here? Judah Benchar. He says, when a healthy Boyan might have to only be allowed on the court if OG and healthy Hartenstein are on too. Yeah, definitely. I could see that for sure. Like, I could see OG on the court. Like when OG used to play with the bench lineups, I could definitely see Boyan being, like, a spacer in those lineups because, like, OG and Hartenstein would definitely cover up for him defensively.
Yeah, it'd be
and like, you probably also have Deuce out there probably as well.
Yeah, Deuce, Hart, Boyan, OG, and then Hartenstein. Probably yeah. Mitch is healthy, and it would be Mitch.
Yeah, so, like, Boyan would have full coverage defensively. He would not have to worry about much.
And he would just have to get buckets.
Yeah, just stay in the corner, shoot, create a little bit.
And he's like, only playing, like, 20 minutes
maybe, max.
Yeah, because, like, there's no way he's fucking playing with Randall. Because that cannot work. So... Yeah, like he's only playing like Randall's backup minutes. So like 13, 17, 18. And just tell him to get them fucking threes up, and that's kind of it.
Yeah. JL says, I think it's going to be hard to tank for seeding this year, considering how close the standings are. One loss could drop you from 4-8. Yeah, it's hard, like, with the way the plan is set up and the way that teams are, like, so close, it is really hard to tank for seeding because, like, even if you try to do it strategically in a way, like, something, like, you don't have full control of what every other team is doing. So, like, you never know what team is randomly going to, like, go off one night and, like, beat this other team and just completely ruin the standings the way that you didn't think was going to happen.
True, but like I do not want to play the Celtics until they absolutely need to. Like, let the Heat deal with that or something.
They love playing the Celtics, so
oh man.
Jordan Bubb says Tom Thibodeau on tonight's loss to the Hawks. You're in a position to win. The rebounding was a problem. That was a bigger concern to me. Missed shots are part of the game. But your rebounding is important. It's one of the few times we got out-rebounded. Yeah.
Yeah, they just had some... They were just really bad boxing out. Like, Josh Hart was missing rebounds, and Hart...
Yeah, he even touched double figures. That's, like, so weird for Josh Hart.
And then it was like the rebounds they would get, it'd fall out of their hands, and then it would go to like Hawks players. It was not.
I'm telling you, they gave their all in that Cleveland game, so I can't
really. Yeah, they absolutely did. Like, that's a game where like you rally around your team, and I can't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is at that point. Like,
but like, yeah, it was just really bad rebounding, and it's like you rarely see the Heat get the Knicks get out rebounded like that. But yeah, like DeJounte had 9, Clint Capela had 9, Jalen Johnson had 9, Sadiq Bey had 9. So like four,
it's crazy.
Four guys with 9 rebounds.
Yeah, it can't happen. Especially in a game where like you're already not shooting the ball well. Like, when the Knicks are usually, like, not shooting the ball well, but, like, winning, it's because, like, they have, or at least the game is still close, it's because they're winning the possession battle, at least, with the offensive rebounds. And if they're not doing that, like, it's over.
Yep.
JL says Burks had the highest true shooting percentage of his career last year in Detroit and the second highest true shooting percentage of his career this year before he got traded. He forgot how to play ball in 2 weeks. That's absolutely wild. Like, he really was shooting like the best of his career and just can't anymore.
Dude, like, again, he was the way he was cooking, bro. That's why I was excited. I'm like, yeah, he's definitely going to be like useful. And now he just cannot hit the, he can't hit the rim.
Yeah, it's wild.
Never seen anything really gave us a fucking, they gave us a lemon, bro. I thought we was cool with Troy Weaver. I thought Troy Weaver was with us.
Yeah, Troy Weaver, I don't know if you're going to get that statue anymore.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
No, the only statue we putting up is for Mark Cuban.
Yeah, shout out to for him getting us some Jalen Brunson, who JL says, yes, let's be thankful that we did not witness the death of Jalen Brunson on Sunday. Man, my heart like sunk, bruh, when I seen dude like he like got hurt on the launch of the jump shot. Like you never see that. Like that was like, it looked like he got hurt on the launch of the jump shot, which is like so weird because you don't see that. It's like the fact that it looked like that and like we didn't see any like prior contact initially, it was like, oh shit, did Jalen Brunson just like blow out his knee in Cleveland while we're still trying to like rally our troops? Like Julius is still coming back, OG's coming back, Mitch is coming back. Like at that point, I would have told everybody, yo, just get whatever surgery you need right now. Like we'll fucking like do whatever we need to do to get wherever we need to go. Like I was about to start looking up Rob Dillingham highlights. I know we would have no chance of getting him, but like a man can dream, you know.
Bro, I just realized Alec Burks took 14 shots in 12 minutes.
This guy's insane.
Yo! What a demon, bro. He said I'm getting that bitch up.
Like, I usually don't mind folks, like, you know, chucking threes and stuff, chucking shots in general, especially if, like, we're shorthanded. But, like, man, Alec Burks, he's someone that, like, he needed to pass the rock today.
Son, Alec Burks ain't seen a shot he don't like. That's crazy. Good Lord. 14 shots in 12 minutes.
Yeah, he's...
All right. Like that kind of sums up the game.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, JL also brings up the fact that, hey, there might be some positive regression. He might go on like a crazy heater. So there's that we have to look forward to, possibly. I mean, hey, he might go on a heater like when some of these guys start coming back. Like his load might be a little bit less.
Pause.
All right, man. His workload might be a little bit less. Same with Boyan. Like, I think these guys are just being overtaxed at this point. Like, I feel like they're doing even like more than they did in Detroit somehow. Because like Detroit, at least they still had like Cade Cunningham doing stuff, Jaden Ivey still doing stuff. And these guys were like secondary and tertiary creators in a way still. So like I feel like they're being overtaxed way more now. So I don't know. We'll see what happens when the other guys get back. It's just it's really a waiting game as a Knicks fan. Like I tweeted the other day, like after Jalen Brunson got hurt, I was like, man, I never had a team like never had a sports team that I've watched that I can remember at least just like die like that. Like the way the Knicks have over this like past couple weeks, I want to say.
I mean, the closest thing would be like maybe like a giant. Actually, no, like you're a Yankees fan. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but like I guess I'm used to like them always being hurt. So like it doesn't like faze me like that. And like I really tune into them the most when like it's about to be postseason anyway. So it's like, but yeah, like the way the Knicks just like died right after being like good for like the first, like as good as they were for the first time in forever. It was just like, okay. Like it just was astonishing at that point.
Yeah, I just, man.
I know you've seen your fair share of teams, maybe with the Mets.
Yeah, like the Mets. I've seen the Mets. I saw DeGrom die during the best season for a pitcher ever. I saw Lindor pull an oblique rounding the bases. Like, yeah. Injuries. I'm just used to injuries at this point, man.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Fucking Noah Syndergaard and this fucking. Let me not get into this because I'm actually going to be. It's going to be like 30 minutes of me talking about the Mets and their fucking injuries.
Yeah.
And OG does that shit too. OG will legitimately, like, I'm pretty sure he was. I think he was like. Fucking like cleaning something, and then he like jammed his finger in the door.
That's insane.
Like, yeah. So,
Luca says Shake Dada should have played over Berkley. Hey, I wouldn't have been mad at it, honestly.
Can we be honest, like, bro? He just got off the PJ, bro. Chill. Like, I'm sorry.
Shoot up.
If Shake,
we got eight guys. Suit up. We got Charlie Brown Jr. and Jacob Toppin.
In
warmups. Let's go.
If Shake Milton went 5-14, everybody would have been calling for his head.
Nah, not even because it would have been his first game.
There would have been like, what? He's whack. Like, I don't want to hear shit, dude. Bro, we were dogging Precious after his first game.
And then he quickly showed us what he was about.
Yeah, it took like 2 weeks. We were dogging Precious. Like,
it also took like the team dying for us to appreciate Precious.
Yeah, but like, come on, man. If you told Shane Mills to A, we need you to give us a cool 20 minutes tonight, bro. Like,
I don't know, man. Maybe he like pulls, you know, some of that 76ers versus the Clippers game in 2000, whatever.
Man, the fact that we got to go back to 2020 or 2021 to get whatever shape propaganda should tell you all you need to know, man.
Well, that was the last time you got like what, that much minutes?
Look, man, that man's not Shake. He's Stirred. Okay. I don't hear shit about Stirred Milton. My friend, he don't even get no nickname. His name's Malik. Until he actually can hoop. His name's Malik. I'm not calling him Shake.
You don't want to see him hoop, so like how are we gonna know?
No, I'm saying like you want him to rush off. He just got in the Uber.
Bruh, he could have gave us the same production Burks gave us. Probably
That man came in the Uber like 2 hours before the game, and you like, oh yeah, man, you gotta go hoop tonight. Like, come on, be real.
Yeah, you a hooper, right? Hoop.
You got to Shake Milton to come in cold, bro.
Yep.
Is it that desperate?
At that point in that point of the game, it was that desperate.
Like, this is like the same shit as like asking fucking, oh yeah, we need Jacob Toppin minutes, bro. Like, come on.
Nah, Jacob Toppin's like, he's a victory cigar.
He's having a victory cigar, bro.
He's a victory cigar and he's the white flag.
Yeah. He's the terms of surrender. He's the declaration of independence. Like, we just try to be free of this fucking game. Either we're winning or we're losing. But like, when you see Jacob Toppin, first of all, you know there's ass in the jeans because his brother's garbage, so he's garbage. I think of my Opie Toppin shopping designated. But yeah, man, like, you gonna be out here like, oh man, Charlie Brown needs to fucking suit up.
Bro, there's a difference between Shake Milton and those two guys.
Bro, they're the same caliber of player right now. They were, bro, he got cut. He's been cut from two different teams. He's ass.
Shake Milton got cut from Detroit because he just wanted to play in a competitive environment, I think.
They kept Malachi Flynn and they fucking cut Shake Milton. That should tell you about Shake Milton.
Well, Malachi Flynn wants playing time, so like that's why he's there. Because he's not getting it guaranteed anywhere else. Luke also says, I don't know if y'all talked about it, but I just can't be bothered about standings or anything else until we get healthy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no point in talking about like standings or just anything of the sort because it's all hypotheticals right now. We just gotta wait till the team gets healthy, see how they look, the rhythm that they get into. Hopefully they can get into some type of rhythm and get some momentum rolling into the playoffs. There's this stretch like towards the end of the season where the Knicks have like a bunch of favorable matchups. So, you know, we're hoping that the Knicks get healthy around that time. I think Tag had posted it.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of 2020, the Hawks posting the shush emoji is insanely shameless. Bro, they're like,
bro, they need to like grow up and like live in the present. They're like the 10th seed?
Bro, the Hawks are the high school quarterback who talks about being a high school quarterback when they're like in their 40s. You know, bald in hair, got the wet noodle of an arm. Like, he's a father now. And he's like, oh yeah, back in my day, bro, I used to slang that rock, man. I could have gone pro with my knee. Like, we don't give a shit, man. Like, it's been 3 years, bro. Y'all trying to fucking, y'all blowing it up this summer. Y'all sending Trey to San Antonio. Me and Trey gonna be living next door. Like, why are you talking about the Knicks putting shush emojis, man? That's all you got. Got nothing but old ass contracts and wasted talent. Just compiled a bunch of 6'8 light skinned wings. Can't win shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hawks, they're a joke.
Like, this is a Super Bowl. You had to fight tooth and nail to beat the Knicks rolling out a skeleton squad. And you're still 7 games below 500.
The East plan is gonna be so butt compared to the West playing, like, my God, what's the East playing? Like the Bulls, the Hawks, who else?
Yeah, the Bulls, Hawks, Sixers, and Pacers.
Ew.
Ew. Hey, that's butt, man.
Yeah.
Like, who want to see this shit?
Compared to the West, where it's like...
The West is like legacy of the line.
Luka, Steph.
Like, that's the shit we going to be watching.
Yeah.
And then you look at the East, and the East is like, man, get these teams off my screen. Like, who want to see the Bulls choke again?
Bruh.
You gonna watch this Andre Drummond 23 rebound performance talking about, oh, that's real hoops? No.
Someone is.
Some deviant, some grim is gonna be like, yeah, man, this is what it feels like watching Moses Malone in my lifetime. Like, who wanna watch Tyrese Halliburton limp around on the hand?
Who wants to watch DeRozan in a game with stakes?
Okay, I do. What am I saying? I do. You're right.
A good laugh.
Yeah. Oh, me and Sam gonna be hellacious on the timeline when I see that DeMar DeRozan 7 for 21 when the weather is above 65 degrees. Oh my god. That's when I know summer is coming.
Yeah.
Like DeMar DeRozan stinking it in the playoffs. Like
he is my groundhog.
For real, like that's like hearing Mr. Softy, the first yep. Mr. Softy of the year. You're like, yeah, yeah, it's getting warmed out. That's the sign that you need to start working out, because that's when you know it's getting warm. When DeMar DeRozan starts throwing up bricks in the playoffs.
Wait, we've only won 4 games since February 2nd. This is absolutely abysmal. Holy
yeah,
shit.
it's been garbage,
bruh. I missed man. The January Knicks were so fun,
and I think. No, not 3 of the games we won. 2 of the games we won were like in the win streak. And then we like beat the Pistons.
Detroit.
And beat the Cavs.
Bro, this is insane. Like, oh my gosh. We need the January Knicks very badly.
The January Knicks gave me reasons to live, and the February Knicks just took it all away. Unfortunately.
How is this our team? All right, next game is what? Friday versus the Magic?
Man, we can't score already, and the Magic is going to be sending a bunch of fucking 22-year-olds.
It's going to be Jalen Suggs, like, freaking hacking Deuce on the
perimeter. Jalen Suggs is going to be in 94 feet against Deuce McBride, and he might shit his pants.
Yeah. Jordan Bubb has a quote from Deuce McBride. He says, on if he ever feels he needs a breather, I don't even think about it. This is what I've wanted, to be guarding the best player and to be playing point guard at a high level.
Boy is so happy to be getting minutes, man, because he ain't getting no minutes for the last 2 years. I want to hear about no fucking breathers. You better get your ass back.
Yeah, I mean,
they were talking about free Deuce. Now he free.
I mean, yeah, he's getting the opportunities he's always wanted. It reminds me of like when they used to ask quickly, like when they asked him after that Boston game. Yeah. Shout out to today, the anniversary of that great game in Boston. When they asked him, you know, how's he feel about like playing like all those minutes, and like quickly was like, you know, God he was good.
He's like, God is good. Praise Jesus. Bible verse.
Yeah, quickly was good because like quickly had always wanted that, and like that performance is like quickly staple breakout performance in the league. And I think that's the last time an Eastern Conference team beat Boston at home, I want to say. Yeah, I think it is.
It might be.
An Eastern Conference opponent, because I know Denver had beat them, I think, earlier this year. But
I feel like somebody else beat them.
I think it was
Indiana.
At home?
Yeah, Indiana had to do it at home.
In Boston, I mean.
Yeah, in Boston. I think Indiana.
Nah, they got smoked by. Indiana got smoked by them in Boston by like 50.
That's crazy.
The only times that Indiana beat them was at Indiana.
Maybe shit.
Yeah, I think the Knicks that quickly game was the last time I think an Eastern Conference team beat the Celtics at home.
I'm about to look it up. Cause now I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no way the East is this sorry, man.
Sadly it is.
Okay.
I mean, shout out to the Cavs today beating them, but like they beat them on at Cleveland, unfortunately.
Yeah, wow, we are fucking sorry.
Yeah, see, yeah, the last team to beat the Celtics at home from the Eastern Conference.
That's insane. We're fucking sorry. The conference needs to do better.
We need another Quickly-esque performance, but
who's going to take
in Toronto?
Who's going to take the mantle?
Well, I mean, it has to be a backup guard starting in place of Jalen Brunson.
That's Shake Milton
scenario. We have to recreate the scenario as perfectly as possible. It has to be a backup guard. I mean, hey, Shake Milton put up what 39 versus the versus a very good Clippers team years ago. So he has experience, you know, fighting against.
We gotta let that go, man. That shit was 3 years ago. We gotta let it go.
The Mavs lose again, and we may get into the back end of the lottery.
Let's go. Let's go, bro.
Yeah, Pacers smoked them.
Bro, we're gonna get the 15th pick in the draft.
Isn't this draft though like a draft for like drafting like role players or something?
Yeah, but like I'll still take the 15th pick. It should have been the 10th pick last year, but whatever. But like I think the Knicks are gonna be really solid with that 15th pick. I feel like they'll get somebody good with it.
Hope so.
Like a nice like Donovan Quiggin, like I need that. That'd be special.
Oh, big?
Yeah. So when we ship Mitch to New Orleans, we can
replace four?
Hey, man. I feel like the Knicks are going to do something this offseason. So I would take a big. I wouldn't hate a big.
Oh wow, that Shake Milton game was pre-COVID. That's so wild. Like for me, time is just like all one like thing at this point. Like nothing is like separated by years anymore because of COVID.
Yeah, like I do not want to hear about no Shake Milton. Okay, it's over with for bro.
Yeah, I don't. People are asking, does Brunson miss the Magic game on Friday? Probably. I mean, it depends. We have, like, what, 2 days rest, so maybe it might be enough time. And we know Jalen Brunson is one of those guys that's, like, going to try to give it his all and work really hard to get back on the court. But, I mean, the Knicks have also surprised me sometimes where I think, like, a guy is going to come back and, like, they take another extra day off or something. So, like, they might just, like, have him rest this whole week and then play that game on Sunday. Because I could definitely see that happening.
As long as he gets all NBA, I think that's kind of like, not legit. Like legit, I think.
That yeah, I know.
Part of the thing, like, as long as he just gets all NBA.
Yeah, I think if he plays versus the Sixers, I think we win that game. I don't think we win the Magic game, unfortunately. Luka also says he doesn't get how this is the lose faith loss. No team is winning two straight games, missing four starters. Yeah, I mean, you just get a bunch of unreasonable people though in this fan base that expect, you know, this team to consistently play like they did on what was it, Sunday? Like, you're just not gonna get those type of wins every single win. So you just have to accept. You just have to take them when you get them and appreciate them when you get them as well.
Yeah, like
that, and that's what makes those wins that much more special, like, too.
Yep,
because they don't happen all the time, so it makes you appreciate like the win that much more. Because, like, if every Knicks win was like that, you'd be like, oh, that's just the way the Knicks are, but like, I mean, that is the way the Knicks are, but like, for them to gut that win out without Brunson, after what everyone had thought, you know, was like a probably season-ending injury for Brunson. But yeah. This is not the game to lose faith in the Knicks. They've shown time and time again. I mean, even in this game, when like it seemed like it was going to be like a 25-plus point lead or whatever, they cut the lead down and they looked like they had a legitimate chance. If they just hit some shots tonight, like, they could have easily won this game. Like, the Hawks were bullshitting a lot of this game.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get out of here if we don't have some any more comments. Oh, we do have some more comments rolling in. Judah Benchari brings up about the Knicks, I guess, for the draft. He said the Knicks will be looking for a more immediate contributing role player given their current team, which makes it more likely they get someone solid. Definitely. I like when teams are like, or at least when I like when we are able to draft someone that's immediately able to make an impact. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the Knicks will probably, I think they use both picks because like they kind of just need to fill at the end of the bench. And I'd probably be like a third point guard and then like a big.
Makes sense. JL says if you ran out this team for a full season without Brunson, they win like 16 games. Fan base ain't serious if they're complaining about this. Yeah, I mean, these games, I'm not even like really like taking them all that serious. Like I'm just watching them for like just, I guess, entertainment value at this point. Like I'm not looking at it for like any like analytical value of any sort. So
yeah, there's nothing to take out of this. Like they're playing half the guys.
Unless you're a cynic.
Or unless you just want to like troll.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we're going to end things here. Not much to really talk about this game. Shout out to everyone that tuned in. We are at 410 live viewers. Shout out to everyone that is tuning in. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe for sure, especially if you're new. We do this after every single Knicks game. They're usually a lot more joyful than this, I would say. It was a pretty rough watch tonight for the Knicks. So... But yeah, if you guys liked what you saw, leave a like and subscribe. We appreciate it. Make sure you guys check out the links in the description. We got links to the site. We got brand new pieces coming out like almost every week at this point. Multiple a week, I'd say. Including recaps of every game and stuff like that. So definitely check that out. We got great stuff there. We got make sure you guys check out the link to the Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you guys are also checking out the merch. I think we'll be having some new merch. I don't know when, but should be coming relatively soon, maybe before playoffs. So definitely stay tuned for that. And what else is there a link to? Patreon. Another great way to support us. It also gets you access to the Strickland Discord, where you can interact with many other fellow Knicks fans who support the Strickland as well. So definitely get up in there. And yeah, we'll be back on Friday. So everyone enjoy the couple of days with no Knicks basketball. I will be doing parent-teacher conferences during those days. So yeah, that's how I will be spending my days with no Knicks basketball.
Spending your days telling little Johnny that he be talking in class and giving kids F's, that's wild.
All right.
This is who's teaching your youth, by the way, y'all.
All right. Anyways, everyone, enjoy your night. Enjoy the next 2 days with No Knicks Basketball. We'll catch you guys on Friday. Peace out.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.